You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you. With professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Welcome to the Project Life Mastery Podcast. I'm Stephen James, founder of projectlifemastery.com, internet entrepreneur and life coach with a passion for living life to the fullest and fulfilling my potential as a human being. My purpose for this podcast is to be a powerful and passionate example of the unlimited possibilities that life offers for any of us that has the courage to commit ourselves to life mastery while sharing ideas, concepts, and strategies that can help you master every area of your life, from your health, mindset, emotions, business, finances, relationships, and spirituality. Now, if you're someone like me that is hungry to take their life to the next level, then you're in the right place. Welcome and let's begin.
Hi, everyone. This is Stephen James from Project Life Mastery. And today I'm going to share with you three limiting beliefs that are holding you back from success in your life. Now, limiting beliefs are the reasons why most people never succeed. It's why most people stay stuck. They never take action. They don't turn their dreams into a reality. Because look, we got to remember what determines our results in life. What determines whether or not you're successful is your actions, your behavior, what you do. If you don't do anything, you're not going to achieve any results. But what determines your actions and your behavior is your beliefs. See, if you believe that you can do something or that something is possible, then what will follow that is the behavior and the action. You'll pursue it. You'll take action. And those actions will lead to the results in your life, your success. If you believe that you can't do something or that it's not possible, then you're not going to even try. You're not going to take any action. And of course, that's going to lead to no results. So we got to understand how important beliefs are. And we all have beliefs that empower us and serve us in our life, that make us go for more and become more and do more and give more. But we also have limiting beliefs, beliefs that keep us stuck, beliefs that we tell ourselves again and again that make us feel bad about ourselves, bad about our lives. And we also have beliefs that are in conflict, you know, inner conflicts where you believe something is possible, but you believe that you can't do it. And that creates a conflict because you want it, you want to pursue it, you know it's possible. There's a part of you that doubts whether or not you can actually make that happen. And if we can resolve these inner conflicts, if we can change your limiting beliefs into more positive, empowering beliefs, then it can transform your life. So that's what we're going to talk about today. I want to help you gain awareness. I want to help you identify what's holding you back. What are the beliefs? What are the stories you keep telling yourself? And what can we do to challenge those beliefs to create new empowering ones that can serve and empower you? Because here's the truth and here's what I believe. I believe that there's no absolute truth. I believe that there's only partial truths. Because look, we live in this crazy world of billions of people and we got many different belief systems, many people that believe different things. We got people on the radical left of politics and religion and whatever. We got people on the radical right of politics and religion and whatever. Who's right and who's wrong? Neither. Whatever you believe, listen to me now, whatever you believe is what will be true for you, whether it's based on reality or not. See, if you believe in something, then that's what will be your reality. That's what will be your truth. If you believe something else, then that will be your truth. That's why we have so many people from all walks of life, different backgrounds, different countries, you name it, different societies that have different belief systems. Because our beliefs are made up. Our beliefs aren't real. Our beliefs, we are a victim of our environment. We grew up in this world that has a culture, and that culture has a series of beliefs that exist within it, our society. You are influenced by that culture. You're influenced by your family, your peers, your teachers, the church. You're influenced by the media, by marketing, that are all instilling series of beliefs into your psychology. But it doesn't make it true. In fact, most people, they have these beliefs, they never challenge them. They never question them. They just accept them. And the most important thing about our beliefs, in my opinion, is whether or not they serve and empower you and others in your life and in this world. See, you could believe that you are unattractive. You're ugly, let's say. And maybe you have evidence to support that. Maybe somebody in your life, when you're a kid or whatever, an ex-boyfriend, ex-girlfriend, whatever it might be, they said to you, you are ugly. You are an unattractive person. Now, you could decide to let one person's opinion create a belief and make it true when really it's just one person's belief, one person projecting something onto you. You could believe that and that could be your truth. Or maybe, for example, other evidence you have is maybe in our society, there's a certain standard of attractiveness and you compare yourself to other people that are being marketed, you know, in magazines and in TV, on social media, etc., that are the most attractive people, and you compare yourself and you look at yourself compared to that person, you create the meaning that you are unattractive, in which case you made that up. But my point that I'm trying to make, by believing that you're unattractive, even if you have evidence to support that belief, let me ask you this, does that really serve you in your life? Does that empower you in your life? Does it make you feel good about yourself? Does it make you pursue life and goals and dreams and an amazing relationship? That if there's a man and woman there that is attractive, does it make you feel confident in yourself to go up and approach that person and maybe start a new relationship? Or by believing that you're unattractive, does it hurt you? Does it disempower you? Does it make you feel bad? Does it make you feel like you're not good enough or worthy of a man or woman in your life and you have to settle in your life? See, if it doesn't serve you in your life, why believe it? Why hold on to it? I'd much rather you believe that you are attractive. And guess what? With any belief system, you can always find evidence to support it. You can always find evidence. In some cases, you don't even need evidence. For example, by believing I'm not good enough, right? You know, everyone at some point, I'm sure, has had that belief and can relate to it. You know, maybe your dad told you that you're not good enough. But even if they did, and it was like 20 years ago, you know, would you allow an event from your past and one person saying that? Is that really true? And is that true today? You know, something happened 20 years ago. Does it still have to be, you know, remain true? Maybe you could find evidence to support why it was then, but today it doesn't have to remain true. So why even believe that you're not good enough based on one person saying that? Or maybe you had an event in your life and you made up the meaning that said, oh, you know, I must not be good enough because I failed in this test in school, and therefore I'm going to walk around and live my life feeling like I'm not good enough. Why would you hold on to that if that doesn't serve and empower you? It doesn't. And so I believe in intelligence, and intelligence says that if something does not serve and empower you, then create a new empowering alternative. Start believing that you are attractive, that you are good enough. And even though you might not be able to find evidence to support that, what will happen is the results in your life will create the evidence that will be manifested based on your actions. Because when you start taking action, believing that you are good enough, you are attractive, guess what shows up? Amazing results that you can now point to and say, see, I am good enough, I am attractive, and that can transform your life. So whatever you believe will be true for you, whether it's real or not. You get to decide, you get to be the architect of your life and your psychology, and you get to recondition yourself, because as long as we challenge the old beliefs, we can create a new empowering one, and we just got to condition it again and again and again. And that new belief becomes your reality. When you believe something that's empowering and it's good for you, it's going to lead to new actions, behaviors that are going to create amazing results in your life, and it's going to be good for others too. That's what I believe in, and that's what I want to really help you with today. So I wanted to kind of pre-frame this video training a little bit by helping to share with you how I look at belief systems, because they're not fixed. If there is something that's holding you back, we can change it and create something new empowering for you and get you on a better path in your life. And I just want to invite you to to look at your beliefs, question them, but it's really up to you on whether or not you do want to change them and create something that perhaps could serve you more. That's just my invitation for you today, because I want to see you succeed. I want to see you create the life you want, and I don't want to see you be held back by anything that's stopping you. Okay, so let's dive in on this training. The first set of limiting beliefs that people have that hold them back from success is I am blank, insert limiting belief. So I am too young. I am too old. I am not good enough. I am lazy. I am a procrastinator. I am shy. I am not good around people. I am not a great speaker. I am not intelligent enough, etc. We can go on and on and on and on. Now, here's what you got to understand that's important. Listen to me now. Whatever you attach the words I am to is what you become. Whatever you say I am and you fill in the blank is creating your identity. And your identity is a series of beliefs about who you are. And all a belief is a feeling of certainty about what something means. And so when you say that I'm not intelligent enough, you have a feeling of certainty that that's true, but it doesn't mean that it is true. All it really means, if we really challenge that belief, I'm not intelligent enough, it just means that maybe at some point in your past, someone made you feel like you're not intelligent, or you didn't perform well in a certain academic environment in school perhaps, and you made that belief that I'm not intelligent enough, when really intelligence can mean many different things. There's academic intelligence, there's what school kind of defines as intelligence, which oftentimes is someone's ability to just remember information and regurgitate it on a test, which is not real intelligence. There's many different ways of looking at intelligence. Intelligence could just be common sense. It could be the way you look at something. It could be someone being more kinesthetic or more visual, more auditory, learning in different ways that can make them more or less intelligent. There's many different things. There's emotional intelligence. There's many different forms of intelligence. And so by believing I'm not intelligent, you made a decision, you created a belief based on certain events and circumstances in your life. And maybe there is some truth to that. Maybe, you know, you're not the brightest, bulb in the room, but does that serve you? Does that empower you? And by believing that, is that allowing you to become more intelligent? You know, and can you become more intelligent? The answer is of course. So by believing that I am something disempowering, you got to understand that that's not who you are. That's just a belief. It's a belief that you created and got reinforced and supported to now being a part of your identity that you're trying to hold on to. But we can challenge that. We can challenge all of these beliefs. If you look at someone that says, I'm too young to be successful. Well, we can challenge that by asking, is that really true? Is it really true that you're too young to be successful? How old are you? 15 years old. Okay, well, are there 15-year-olds out there in the world that are successful, that are millionaires? Well, let's go find them. Are they on YouTube? Yes, I can find hundreds and hundreds of kids that are in their, you know, teens that are millionaires. So that evidence destroys that belief, because we got proof that there are people that are young that are successful. And if they could become successful and they're 15 years old, then hello, you can too. There's evidence and there's proof right there. You might say to yourself, well, I'm too old. I'm too old to become successful. We can overcome that belief by challenging it and asking, is that really true? How old are you? I'm 70 years old and I've never been successful before in my life. Okay. Are there people out there that are in their 70s that are successful and they've never been successful before in their life? They started a business, they pursued their goal, their dream, and they've been able to turn that into a reality. Are there people out there? Yes, of course. I mean, Colonel Sanders, the founder of Kentucky Fried Chicken, amazing success story. You can find dozens and dozens throughout history, but I mean, if you look hard enough, you can find plenty of people that have never had a business, that never achieved any form of success, that are in their 60s, 70s, even 80s, that have been able to create success. So if they can do it, you can too. That's evidence to support that that is possible. And that you can create a new empowering belief that says that I can be successful and that I am successful. And even how you define success is based on whatever you make up. Some people define success as having $1 million. Other people as $10 million. Other people, they define their success as someone that's just living in integrity every day, or someone that's just living true to their values. If they do that, then they feel successful. You get to make up whatever these beliefs are. So all of these beliefs, I can go on and on and on. You can challenge them. Challenge your beliefs. Question them. Is that really true? Is it really true that you're shy? And I used to believe that I was shy, but it wasn't really true. In fact, when I started realizing and finding evidence to support times when I wasn't shy, times where I was expressing myself, I was a little bit more outgoing, I was more confident, I used that as evidence to now support reasons why I am confident, why I'm social, why I'm outgoing, and I fed that new empowering belief rather than continuing to feed the limiting one of I'm shy, which was not serving me. It was actually just creating a self-fulfilling prophecy by making me continue to live and reinforce that identity for myself. And so I am blank, you got to be very careful about. Muhammad Ali would say over and over and over to himself, I am the greatest, I am the greatest, I am the greatest, before he won anything. Okay, because a lot of people think that when I see it, then I'll believe it. It's actually the other way around. It's not until you believe it, that's when you start to see it. So when you change your beliefs to something more empowering, and you reinforce it, and you condition it, and you say it to yourself again and again, and you find evidence to support those beliefs that they're true, then that becomes your new reality. That becomes the new you, and that will transform your entire life. So that's the first set of limiting beliefs. I am blank limiting belief. And what I'd encourage you to do if you want to take action is write down right now, as you're watching this video, write down some of your limiting beliefs. What's showing up for you? What's coming up right now as I speak about this? Write it down so that you can come back to them after this video and know how to change them and question them and create something new and empowering. The second series of beliefs is I can't blank. I can't blank. Insert limiting belief.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, excursions, and more in one place. There are over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from, so you can find something for everyone. And Viator offers free cancellation and 24/7 customer support for worry-free travel. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Without the ones like you, who work tirelessly to keep things running, everything would suddenly stop. Hospitals, factories, schools, and power plants, they all depend on you. No matter the weather, emergency, or time of day, you're the ones who get it done. At Grainger, we're here for you with professional-grade industrial supplies. Count on real-time product availability and fast delivery. Call, clickgrainger.com or just stop by. Grainger, for the ones who get it done.
Can't become successful. I can't become a millionaire. I can't start a business. I can't do sales. I can't speak in public. I can't save money. I can't invest. I can't whatever. Listen, the truth is, and we all know this is true, whatever you set your mind to, you can achieve. If you want it bad enough, if you set your mind to it, you can break through and you can achieve it. There's not anything that we can't not do in this world, in this planet. Human beings have proven that again and again and again. They've taken things that were once impossible and overcome it. Because if people were to believe that things are impossible, then people wouldn't even try. We wouldn't be sending drones and things like that to Mars and people into space and doing all these incredible things. Because at one point, people thought that was impossible. And, at one point, people thought the Earth was the center of the universe. At one point, people thought that the Earth was flat. People had all these beliefs that they're only changed because they were challenged and they were questioned. And if you challenge it and you question it, you find new empowering alternatives and you're no longer limited by something. So here's what I believe to be the truth. What a human being can do is incredible. What you can do is amazing. It's amazing what your potential is, what my potential it is. But what human beings will do is often disappointing. Because success is not a matter of ability. It's always a matter of motivation. If you're motivated enough, you can find a way to do something. So if you say, I can't speak in public, well, if you're motivated enough, you will. You'll find a way. I was shy. I was, the quietest person in my school. And, I would have believed that I can't speak in public. But I made it my goal to learn how I can. Because it's not like anyone's born with these abilities. They create them. I created who I am. I created my beliefs. I created my identity that empowers and enriches my life and other people's lives as well. If you say, I can't start a business, challenge that. Why do you think that's true? Did you have one attempt before in the past, or two attempts, or three attempts? And why are you allowing those 2 to 3 attempts to define you of why you can't start a business today? Right now, today is a new moment. The past is dead and gone. The past does not dictate the future. So right now is an opportunity for you to be, do, and have, and create whatever kind of life you want. So if you want to start a business, you can, right? If you want to learn how to speak in public, you can. If you want to become a millionaire, you can. If you want to become an influencer or put yourself on YouTube, you can. You can do whatever it is that you set your mind to. That's the new belief that you really have to embody, okay? The third set of beliefs is, I don't have the blank, insert limiting belief. I don't have the money. I don't have the time. I don't have the education. I don't have the resources to do this. And that's all BS, a belief system. Because look, the truth is this. Again, if you're really committed, can you make the time? Can you make the money? Can you get the education? Can you get the resources if you're truly committed enough? Of course you can. So again, it's not a matter of ability, it's a matter of motivation. So look, when someone says, I don't have the time, is that true? Of course not. We all have time. You and I have 24 hours in the day. In fact, you're spending your time right now watching or listening to me. So you can't tell me you don't have time. Only people without time are dead. They're not here anymore. So we all have 24 hours in the day. The truth is, it's what you do with that time, how you use that time, and how you prioritize your time. So you might say, well, I sleep 8 hours a day. You know, I used to sleep 8 hours. Well, for me, if there's something I want to do and it's important enough, then I'll maybe cut back on that sleep and decide to sleep 6 hours. And that gives me more time. Or, you know, maybe you might spend, you know, time on the weekend watching movies. Well, that's time that you could then choose to allocate in another way in your life and spend that in starting and growing your business or learning how to speak in public or to do something else. If you're motivated enough, you will prioritize other things in your life and give the time to it at the expense of something else. You'll give up some of the pleasure, some of the fun, some of the evenings, the weekends, whatever things that you're doing with your time, some of your sleep, if necessary, if something is important enough to you. So you always make the time for whatever you're committed to. If you're committed enough, you'll make the time for it. If you really want it bad enough, you'll spend the time to go to the gym. You'll spend the time, you'll wake up earlier, you'll cut back on other things in your life, maybe with friends or family, because that is now more important for you. You prioritize that and you're going to dedicate the time to it. So whenever someone says, I don't have the time, all they're really saying is, I'm not committed enough. I'm not committed enough to dedicate some of my time to this. And if you can change that belief and say, I have an abundance of time. I have the time for whatever it is that I want and I'm committed enough to my life. That's a belief that will serve and empower you a lot more than just telling yourself, I don't have time, because people actually waste their time and spend time talking about them not having time. It's crazy. I don't have money. I don't have the money. Also BS, because money is something that you can always make more of. Money is something that if you want more of it, you can work for it, you can add value, you can contribute in some way, shape, or form. There's times for me, I didn't have money to invest in myself, to start a business, but I didn't allow that belief to stop me. I didn't let that to be my reality. Instead, I said, how can I come up with more money? And I realized, well, I can work harder. I can work overtime. I can get a second job. I can work weekends doing construction work. I can sell some stuff that I don't need. I can make sacrifices in my life. I can, you know, at one point I did a car wash fundraiser, got some friends together, raised some money doing car washes to be able to go to the seminar that I really wanted to go to. You can be resourceful and committed, because here's the problem. When you say to yourself, I don't have the money, here's the issue with that, is that you're now closing off your mind from any possibility, any creativity of you being able to come up with ways to come up with more money. And if you start asking yourself instead, how can I come up with the money? How can I find ways to get money for this? Now you start being creative. Now you start setting goals. Now you start realizing, wow, you know, I could do this, I could do that. You know, when I was a kid, for example, I used to say, I don't have money. And then I realized I can get a paper route, you know, or I can get a, you know, a job at McDonald's, or I can do this, I can do that. I can cut people's lawns. I started being creative and resourceful rather than just saying, I don't have the money. I don't have the money. I don't have the money, and closing myself off from ever having it. So remember, whatever you say to yourself and believe will become a self-fulfilling prophecy. You say, I don't have money. You continue living in scarcity. No money's going to show up in your life. It's not until you overcome that belief and says, I have the money for whatever I'm committed enough to in my life. If I'm committed, I will find a way to get the money for this. You know, if you had some sort of important emergency in your life that required money, you would be resourceful. You would find a way to come up with the money. You would do whatever you got to do to come up with the money for that. So that destroys the belief right there, demonstrating that if you're really committed enough, you can come up with time, money, you can gain the resources. If you don't know how to do something, you can figure it out. You can learn from others. There's resources. There's Google. There's YouTube videos. There's courses. There's trainings. And there's just you trying to figure it out, which can, you know, over time, you can figure it out anything if you're committed enough to it. So those are the biggest beliefs, guys, that people have. They tell them again and again. I see it all the time. It's why people don't succeed in business, in their goals, in becoming a millionaire, in their health, in their relationships, whatever it is. And it doesn't feel good to challenge your beliefs. I get it, because most of us were unconscious. We use our beliefs to justify and rationalize things in our life because it makes us feel good. If you can have a great friend or a great coach that can call you on your BS and say, hey, brother, hey, sister, man, you're selling yourself short right now. This is not really true. You're more than this. You know, you're more than this. And you know what? You can do this and you are this and you can be, do, and have that. And someone that can challenge and give you the truth and be honest with you, that's a valuable thing to have in your life, because that truth will set you free. If you can be honest with yourself, which is what I'm inviting you to try to do here today, man, everything is possible if you get to the truth. And I hope to be a good friend or a good coach for you that can call you out on your BS, because I think that's what a great friend or a great coach does. I'm not just here to support you and encourage you. I'm here to challenge you. I'm here to challenge you on some of the patterns that you have of thinking, to look at them and say, is this really true? Is this serving me? Is this empowering me in my life? And if it's not, let's get rid of it. Let's create something new. Let's create something empowering. Even if it doesn't feel real or show up yet in the way that you want in your life, by starting to believe it, it will start to show up. It will start to manifest in your life and come true. So look, if you enjoyed this video, I'd love for you to leave a comment below. Let me know what really stood out for you. What's a limiting belief that you have that you're now going to overcome, that you're going to now shift and create a new empowering belief. And you know, one thing I like to do with the new empowering belief, I write it down, I say it out loud again and again and again every single day to really reinforce and condition that as being true for me. And of course, if you enjoyed this, give it a thumbs up. I always appreciate your support. Subscribe here on Project Life Mastery for more videos on personal development, success, finance, investing, building an online business, etc. And I also want to invite you to check out a free resource that I put together for you. It's called the Mastermind Cheat Sheet. If you go to www.projectlifemastery.com/mastermind-cheat-sheet, you can download this free PDF that will show you how to create a mastermind, because who you spend time with is who you become. That's one of the most important ways to change your beliefs and to get around other people that will hold you to a higher standard. Surround yourself with people that will not accept anything less than a high standard. They'll not accept you lying to yourself and telling yourself stories of limitation when you could be greater. You have so much more potential, and you can create your own mastermind or join one or be a part of one. But who you spend time with is who you become. So you want to surround yourself with people that have the mindset, the attitude, the success. That's the fastest way to get to where you want to go. So this Mastermind Cheat Sheet will help you with that. It's a free gift that I have for you. Just go to www.projectlifemastery.com/mastermind-cheat-sheet and enjoy. God bless you. I'll see you again in the next video.
Thanks for joining me today and listening to this podcast. If you enjoyed this episode or received any value, then I'd love for you to leave an honest review on iTunes and subscribe to the Project Life Mastery podcast for future episodes. And of course, to receive more content and value, make sure to find and follow me at www.projectlifemastery.com for more. Thanks again. Remember to always believe and commit your life to mastery. I look forward to talking to you again soon.
You know how to book flights and hotels. All you're missing is a tool to plan the travel experiences you'll have once you arrive. That's why you need Viator. Book guided tours, activities, excursions, and more in one place to make your trip truly unforgettable. Viator has over 300,000 travel experiences to choose from. Everything from simple tours to extreme adventures and all the niche, interesting stuff in between. So you can plan something that everyone you're traveling with will enjoy. Real traveler reviews give the inside scoop from people who've already been on the experiences you're considering, so you can plan with confidence. Free cancellation helps you plan for the unexpected, and 24/7 customer support means you can travel worry-free. Download the Viator app now and use code Viator10 for 10% off your first booking in the app. Find travel experiences for you. Do more with Viator.
Save big money at Menards. Let the fresh air in and keep the bugs out with replacement screen for your doors and windows from AdForce. It's easy to install, durable against the elements, and comes in a variety of types to suit your needs. Repair your screens today with a roll of replacement screen. On sale through May 5th. And check out more great deals happening now in our weekly flyer on Menards.com. Save.